USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump resumes on Monday, we're hearing from President Trump's attorneys regarding a defense of the president in their opening statements. Meanwhile, Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney says it's increasingly likely that other GOP senators will want to hear from former National Security Advisor John Bolton.
I've said for some time that I hope to be able to hear from John Bolton. I think with the story that came out yesterday, it's increasingly apparent that it would be important to hear from John Bolton. I, of course, will make a final decision on witnesses after we've heard from not only the prosecution but also the defense.
The FBI is helping to process a scene of a helicopter crash that killed NBA legend Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and several others. The National Transportation Safety Board is a lead agency in the investigation into Sunday's deadly crash. News of the tragedy stunned sports fans around the world. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Uncle Sam is ready for you to start filing your taxes. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Tax filing season is officially here. The IRS expected to process over 150 million tax returns this year, and it will start accepting returns from individual taxpayers beginning today. Most taxpayers expecting refunds of about $2,500. Filing deadline, April 15th.
General Motors is investing over $2 billion in its Detroit Hamtramck plant to produce all-electric trucks and SUVs. The move will create 2,200 jobs as the facility becomes the automaker's first all-electric vehicle plant. Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan says he called General Motors CEO Mary Barra after the automaker announced it would close the plant last year.
If you're going to build the vehicles of the future somewhere, why wouldn't you build the future of the vehicles in the city?
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Harvey Weinstein's former production assistant is taking the stand in his sex crimes trial in New York on Monday. Mimi Haley is one of the two women whose accusations are at the center of a handful of charges Weinstein faces. She told the jury that Weinstein raped her at his Manhattan apartment in 2006. Weinstein says the sex was consensual. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg. Highways, buses, trains, and planes are all used as modes of transportation for human and sex traffickers. With airports being a major concern, many airports are signing on to a new partnership program with the Department of Homeland Security. The DHS Blue campaign educates people to help identify survivors and stop human trafficking. Everett Bartlett is the president of Stop Abusive and Violent Environments. He shares with USA Radio News what happens to children that are trafficked.
Well, Tim, there's actually many different scenarios, and that's part of the reason why this is a complicated problem. But I'll tell you, a common scenario are runaway youth. Okay, we're talking about youth that have ended up in foster care or in a, you know, some kind of welfare context. And, you know, we're talking about teenagers now who are in a foster care situation, and they decide to run away. Okay. So first of all, they were vulnerable in the first place because they're in foster care. Then they run away. They're even more vulnerable